Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back to Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. The 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we got a lot of news on the Omicron front, on the medication front. It's Merck and Pfizer both have their medications emergency authorized. On the mandate front, some mandates are expiring and they're not getting enough political push to move forward. So we're going to talk a lot about that, but I have to kind of open with a question that many of you guys have about your pets. And is when to spend the money to investigate if your animal has something that's treatable, if they're kind of circling the drain, or if we should just let them go in peace, you know, and save the thousands of dollars. I told you, I'm for spending the money because I just don't want to think, I just can't live with the idea that I didn't do enough. And I'm not entirely going through that right now with one of my cats, but one of my cats is in the hospital. I'll tell you about that. But I've just had a lot of drama on the Wax Ranch. So basically what happened is we adopted this cat when she was 13 from a family. And the cat was always, of all the cats, all my cats have always loved me. This cat's kind of a bit, kind of mean, a witch. Okay. I don't know if I can say the B word on air. And so, you know, she's not really lovey-dovey to me, but she's just, that's just the way she is, and that's been her baseline. Well, as opposed to Shaky Boo, you know, who's done a lot of pee-pee house, Shaky Boo's the male cat, remember he peed and pooped up our grand piano. Okay, Spider, no issues, has been really, really healthy, but she one day went pee-pee house, right in front of me. Okay, and I was like, wait a second, something's wrong here. And, you know, we don't, no UTI, we checked our cats for UTIs, whatever. And then I noticed after my surgery, she wasn't eating and she was starting to lose weight pretty rapidly. So I'm starting to coax her, I'm starting to hand feed her, I'm carrying her to the potty box. Meanwhile, Shake comes in going, whoa, 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 whoa. When I go pee-pee house, you threaten to send me to the farm, you're all being nice to her because she's a girl. And I'm like, no, it's because you could walk your tushy to the potty box. She can't. All right. She's having some sort of weakness. And he's like, technicality. I'm like, technicality, you're tushy. Get the hell to the potty box. I'm dealing with her. So once we saw the rapid weight loss in an animal, differential would be diabetes, right? Especially if they're doing a lot of pee-pees because they're trying to get rid of the sugar. Hyperthyroid would be also the differential because they're getting skinnier. She still kind of has an appetite, so it could be hyperthyroid. Cancer could also be in the differential when they lose weight, but she has an appetite. And she's still kind of acting like herself. And then, of course, renal failure. And remember, we lost Bake from Shake and Bake. We lost Bake due to renal failure. So I've been through this, and I spent a few grand on Bake trying to give Bake the Epogen to try to induce the red blood cell count, and we did the subcutaneous fluids, and we did as much as we could. But eventually, Bake wasn't feeling good. We felt Bake was in pain, and then we let Bake go. Or we took Bake to the vet to take care of business, which is never an easy decision. So I'm starting to get, you know, finally we have Spider's vet appointment. I'm getting Spider ready to go. Spider's the one who, you know, did the, you know, is kind of possibly being ill. Taking her to the vet. Meanwhile, you know, the boy cat shakes down and then all the other girl cats surround him like, what's going on? And so Shake turns to them and he basically says, look, we have a window of opportunity. Okay, Spider just did pee-pee house. So if you guys ever want to go pee-pee house until it dries, do it now because mommy's going to probably blame Spider and she's not going to think it's you. Well, I overheard this conversation. I'm like, oh, hell no, nobody's doing pee-pee house. You guys use the potty boxes. We have 5 potty boxes. Nobody goes pee-pee house. And Shake's like, really? So Shake and I have some issues because we were supposed to do his quinceanera. He's non-binary, so he wanted quinceanera when he turned 15. We didn't do it. So he's kind of grumpy and, you know, but He reversed. He got skinny. He started losing weight, and his course reversed. So I have hope for the cat. So I bring the cat, but I bring the kids, too, because I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know, just in case we have to say goodbye to the cat, you know, do the kids want to come? The kids want to be there. So we're all there in the room, and I'm like, okay, well, it's going to be up to the doctor. I want the cat to live. But if the doctor thinks the cat has to go based on, you know, the cat's going to suffer, we got to go with the doctor. So the doctor comes in, and the cat's mean to her, too. And, you know, I don't want the doctor thinking rabies. I don't want the doctor thinking, and I'm like, that's her norm. She's kind of a witch. She's just mean. She's like, interesting. I go, so she goes, she's so feisty. I go, yeah, she hasn't changed. If she turned nice, that's when I'd be like, oh, my God, you know, something's wrong. You know how many people go, you know, my mother-in-law is nice to me all of a sudden. I'm like, oh, boy. Oh, boy, start getting funeral plans ready. You know, I mean, when somebody turns nice when they're always mean, that's a problem. So apparently she's like, well, let's do some tests. Let's figure out what's going on. And then we went shopping and all that. And when we came back, the doctor said I could barely get the IV in her. I could barely get the blood work. She put up a fight. And I'm like, that's my girl, right? You know, she still has some fight left in her. And she's like, yeah, because she was a total witch, right? She's like, yeah. So anyway, it turns out that she has hyperthyroid, which exacerbates the witchiness. So hyperthyroid, we could treat. Now, kidneys are a little off. She's not in full-blown kidney failure, but kidneys are a little off. We're working on her hydration. She's going to be in the hospital for a couple days. But, yeah, this is going to easily cost $1,000, maybe more. But for me, and, again, I don't have pet insurance, and we've spoken about pet insurance, you know, because a lot of people say it's not worth it. I think if you adopt an animal that's older, if you could get a good plan, maybe it is worth it. I didn't because I didn't think anybody would sell me a plan on a senior citizen cat. But, you know, if you think the animal's going to live without pain, these cats can live till their 20s, 25 even. And my cat's about 16, 17 years old. She's a battle axe, trust me. She's mean. She is battle axe a term they use now for, you know, old women that are grumpy? I don't know. I just remember, yeah, remember people tell me that's what I'm going to be when I'm grown up. So anyway, I think if she has a chance to live, we're going to do what we can. If we think we're prolonging the inevitable, that's when you want to make the decision to let them go. And that's, you're going to feel guilty no matter what. You don't want to be selfish and keep an animal alive when they're suffering, but you also don't want to call it just because they did pee-pee house and they're recruiting the other girl cats to go pee-pee house behind your back. I could even hear Shaky Boo go pee-pee house as we speak. I know it. He's like taking advantage. And in fact, yesterday I saw a pee-pee house near my closet. I'm like, really? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? If anybody's going to be put down, it's going to be the one who's doing pee-pee house. And you know what Shake said? He said, Spider, 1-877-DOT-SALLY, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so remember I told you guys that we have kind of gotten some mixed messaging on Omicron. I was kind of more of the belief that this was going to be milder. I thought it was going to be more infectious. I thought the virus was going to spread a little quicker. But based on early reports out of South Africa, we were told that there were going to be less hospitalizations. And interestingly, South Africa, it thinks they're already past the wave, past their Omicron wave. Their hospitalizations are dropping. Overall, we're getting data out of South Africa saying, guys, a lot milder. Thank the Lord. They still had rising hospitalizations, but overall, Omicron, expert after expert is saying much more mild. What am I seeing? I'm seeing that too. I'm seeing many of the presentations are milder. Now, all of these are in vaccinated individuals. I'd really like to know what's happening in the unvaccinated. But because we have so many vaccinated, that's our bigger population pool, so far milder. However, what I'm hearing from people is, okay, great, great. Our hospitals aren't going to get overwhelmed. Our hospitals aren't going to get overwhelmed. Okay, that's where we have to kind of, you know, correct ourselves here. I believe that Omicron wave is going to come and go very quickly because it is a very fast moving virus, and a lot of us are getting immunity. The problem is we can't judge how we do based on South Africa, because South Africa was in their spring summer. It is summer right now in South Africa. Summer does provide a little different landscape than winter. I'm optimistic. I don't want scare. I don't want people missing being with their family on Christmas. I want, you know, if grandma hasn't seen the kids, I want grandma to be able to see the kids as safely as possible. But I do have to say, as a physician, when I see these headlines going, we're going to be like South Africa, we're going to be like South Africa, you got to kind of keep in mind, we're in our cough, cold, flu, pneumonia season right now. We're also in our heart attack season, the Christmas heart attack, which we're going to be talking about. This is kind of, you know, the busy time for hospitals. And so South Africa, being in their summertime, was ideal for their Omicron wave, because then hopefully their hospitals weren't overwhelmed with all the other stuff. Our issue now is, are we going to have co-infections? So we don't really know what an Omicron Delta picture looks like. We do know that hospitals are getting full, hospitals are getting overwhelmed. Are they getting overwhelmed because it's a Delta Omicron combo? Is it because they're overwhelmed because it's somebody with COVID, flu, and pneumonia? Or are they overwhelmed because somebody is getting an actual case of Omicron and it's making them very, very sick? I've only heard of one person who has died thus far. I think it was a person in Houston who had Omicron. But as of now, we're hearing a very, very low death rate. So I'm excited about that. The problem is we're getting a lot of flu. We're also getting, by the way, I'm getting a lot of pink eye patients, and I'm getting a lot of laryngitis patients. A lot of them. Now, sadly, with telemedicine, I can't get any feedback on what their COVID test is. All of them say, oh yeah, COVID test is negative, give me an antibiotic. I'm like, well, when did you test? You know, did you test day 4 or 5? Did you test, you know, the second you felt a tickle in your throat and you tested your nose? So, and you swabbed the nose. So, but interestingly, there's a report that says COVID patients will have residual voice problems after infection. Now, I'm still unsure if I've had, COVID, but I was trying to sing, comfort and joy, comfort and joy, oh, da, da, and I was off key. I was singing a Christmas song and I was off key. That has to probably be related to COVID. So for those of us that aren't really singing well, it could be that. So a lot of people will say, I've lost my voice, I have laryngitis, I need an antibiotic. Laryngitis is usually caused by a virus. And I've been hearing more and more patients call in with loss of voice. And I'm not saying that's an Omicron, shall we say, symptom. But, you know, if you can't, you know, get through a song, right? You know, so that's, yeah. I will sing Christmas songs even after Christmas. There's just so many. I can't get through them all. Christmas is going to be here in like 2 days. There's no way. I'm like halfway through so many of my albums. So, pink eye. Patients calling in going, I got pink eye. Now, if it's just one eye is goopy, it could be a bacterial infection. But if both eyes are getting red, both eyes, that's more viral. If it kind of is that pinkish, irritating, feels like there's grain, you know, sand in your eye, discharge, matted in the morning. And I'll ask patients, they go, have you had some sneezing or coughing recently? They go, yeah, I've had a little cold. Did you test for COVID? So these are some things to think about. Now, that just because you test for COVID does not mean, you know, you need to hide out for weeks at a time. In fact, the U.S. government is thinking about cutting down isolation to 5 days. But keep in mind, you got some older individuals that are going to be exposed to you and the kids. You might want to let them know, look, I might have COVID. So, you know, I have a cold. So it's a cold for me, Just don't know what it's going to be for you. So this is fantastic news coming out of South Africa. South Africa had seen an 1,800% increase in infections from late November through mid-December. Well, that's where their summer's starting. Cases peaked nationally at about 27,000 by December 15th. So we're talking a three-week wave. Cases have fallen in South Africa for the last 5 days in a row. Between December 15th and December 22nd, case rate has dropped by about 22%. They said at the same time, data from South Africa suggests that the Omicron cases are more likely to be mild, in part because vaccinated and previously infected people who catch a variant have protection from severe disease. We are seeing a rise. This has been a very interesting rise. I think we've been having spikes in the last 2 to 3 weeks ourselves. Expect our wave to be a little longer because we have a bigger country. We have a lot more people. And so, I don't know if we're going to be, peaking in about 3 weeks. I think it's going to take a little longer. But I like to follow what happens in the UK because the UK being Northern Hemisphere, they have a little bit more of a similarity to us when it comes to, in terms of weather and in terms of landscape. So as of yesterday, the U.S. recorded 238,000 new daily infections, 2,000 new deaths since the start of the pandemic. U.S. has recorded 51 million cases. Now, keep in mind, the reason why we have a huge uptick of Omicron, where now it's about 80% of the cases, and why we have so many cases is we have everybody checking themselves for travel. We have now all these rules to go back to work. We have all these rules to go into a restaurant or to go on a cruise ship. So me, I'm not traveling anywhere. I'm not feeling sick, so I'm not testing. Yeah, my son and his girlfriend went to travel. They had to test. They were negative. But you have lines and lines of people testing. In South Africa, if they're like, we're not really traveling anywhere right now. It's still our summer break. We can celebrate Christmas. And I wonder how that works, celebrating Christmas when it's summer. But there might not be that push to test. Plus, with everything going on with Omicron, maybe you have a lot of South Africans going, look, I don't care if I have a little cold, I'm not testing. But in America, it's about if you want to come to work, if you want to be able to go to the game, if you want to, so many rules, by the way, which also has to now start to coalesce or start to become consistent. We're now having mandates here, no mandates here. It's starting to become a little chaotic. So, of course, we have more people testing. Of course, we have people worried about their loved ones, so they're getting tested more. So, one, I'm optimistic that the Omicron wave will pass quickly. Two, but I'm not optimistic about our hospitalizations because this is the time of year when things are pretty, pretty crappy. So you need to realize that if you're going to be going out of town, you might be coming back sick, whether it's with COVID or not. Make sure you don't have a vulnerable heart. Make sure your sugars aren't vulnerable. Make sure your asthma isn't vulnerable. Asthma exacerbations peak this time of year. Yep, they peak in spring and fall, but especially during the winter. And so if there's going to be an asthma exacerbation, and if you're going to get an asthma exacerbation and you have, asthma, moderate to severe, this is the time of year where that happens. And with asthma exacerbations, you need to make sure an ER could see you. Well, I'd rather you not go to the ER. So if there's any preventative medicines you need to be on or maintenance medications, now's the time to do it. When we get back, we'll talk about how Merck has just gotten emergency approval for their antiviral. Pfizer drug has two. People are asking where to get it, how to get it, and people are asking if they do test positive, do they have to take the medication or can they just go through COVID on their own? Another question I also just got is if you do take the antiviral medication and you have COVID, will that prevent you building immunity? Yes and no. Your immune system already identified it before you felt symptoms, but if we do lessen the course of the disease, you might not have as robust an immunity, but you'll still have immunity. So don't let that stop you from taking a medication if you need to. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY, don't go away.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Department of Justice announced Taylor Energy, a Louisiana-based company, will pay $43 million in civil penalties and damages and $432 million to a cleanup trust fund over a spill in the Gulf of Mexico that has been ongoing since 2004. West Virginia Governor Jim Justice responded Wednesday to attacks on his state and its senior senator, Democrat Joe Manchin. Justice, a Republican who switched from Democrat affiliation in 2017, said this behavior is not okay. A fire at an ExxonMobil oil refinery in Texas left several people injured Thursday morning after what officials and local residents suggested may have been an explosion. At least three people were transported to hospital by air ambulance, and as authorities responded to the major industrial accident in Baytown, Texas, that's about 25 miles east of Houston. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News. As several lawmakers in Washington, D.C. claim President Biden's vaccine mandate is unconstitutional, we're going to find out. SCOTUS says they will hear oral arguments.
While the country's highest court will review President Joe Biden's nationwide vaccine or test mandate for businesses with at least 100 employees, justices will also evaluate a separate vaccine requirement for healthcare workers. The court will hear oral arguments on January 7th. In the two cases, the workplace mandate is currently in effect throughout the country, while the healthcare worker mandate is blocked in half of U.S. states. In the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Beijing Olympic organizers expressed regret on Thursday after the National Hockey League said it would not allow its players to compete at the Winter Games because of COVID-19. NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman said the postponement of 50 regular season games since the Omicron variant started to spread through teams had made participation in the Olympics no longer feasible. USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I live in Nevada, and I have two boys that go to UNLV, and I went to UNLV and UNR, so I am a Nevada State School fan, and I am a diehard Rebel and Wolf from Wolfpack, so I love Nevada. Fantastic school, fantastic education system, especially from the college standpoint. And they had instituted a vaccine mandate early on. And the college students were not too happy about it. My boys were already vaccinated, but a lot of the college students weren't happy. I was on campus to kind of help answer some questions on it as we were helping with the rollout of the vaccine. And I know a lot of people had concerns. And, you know, I told them, look, you know, I get it. It's just, I don't trust China. You know, but I definitely trust the pharmaceutical company much more than I trust China. Now, I don't know what this vaccine or this virus does to you long term. And so, you know, making that decision was not easy for me, but I went and got the vaccine because this is what I've seen in the hospital, and this is what I've seen with patients. But I understood that younger individuals were concerned and they didn't like the mandate. And I agree with them. I don't think anybody should be forced. I think the mandate was ridiculous. Well, for Nevada State Schools, the mandate has now expired. Not because somebody voted to reverse it, but the mandate was, I guess, supposed to go until January. And the Legislative Commission was unable to reach a vote to keep it. I think it was split 6-6, Democrat, Republican. Also, I believe a mandate for staff at healthcare settings and detention facilities. So the Nevada Legislative Commission this week met to review the regulations, split completely on party lines, and the lack of approval means the regulations have expired. So the vaccine requirement for students is no longer in place. I started to get emails, even though my kids are vaccinated, I started to get emails going, guys, anybody who is on hold, whose, I guess, admission is on hold and enrolling back for classes online is on hold, vaccine requirement done. So, you know, I kind of looked this up. You know, how many college students really were on board with vaccinations? Well, one study this fall said more than half of the unvaccinated college students admitted a line about vaccination. So a big chunk of the line about being vaccinated came from the younger kids. But I've been vaccinated, I'm good. But a more specific poll looked at who were the bigger, I guess, groups of people who didn't want the vaccine. And remember I told you guys that it was not Republicans or people who voted for Trump. It was younger individuals, it was African Americans, and it was the teenagers. Because even though the teenagers started to have emergency approval, a lot of the parents or teenagers weren't on board. Well, we have another report. This is coming out of Lee University. In fact, Professor Anthony DiMaggio said, despite reports blaming Republicans for holding out on vaccines, their results do not have to do with partisanship. They said the vaccine hesitancy is divided by age. As people are younger and below 65, they get more and more hesitant towards the vaccine. And they said the youngest of the adults discounted the dangers of COVID, viewing it as something that only threatens the elderly. So this was actually a data set from Pew University and found that 66% of Americans age 18 to 29 got at least one COVID vaccine dose by the summer. And this was in marked contrast to those 65 and up, who were 86%, 80%. In terms of Republicans and Democrats, it was still pretty split. Like I told you, the majority of my anti-vaccine friends are liberal. And it's because they're very natural. They only like to put things in their body that are natural. A lot of them are vegan. A lot of them are vegetarian. And so they're very careful about hormones and things being put into their body. And so I never really thought this was a partisan thing, a Republican-Democrat thing. But everybody keeps saying, oh, the anti-vaccinated Republican. And I mean, I'm licensed in multiple states. And I think there are other demographics, you know, or descriptors beyond politics that are at play here. So when people started to want to bias and fire them and kick them out of restaurants, we knew that this was going to open up a whole slew of actions that could be viewed as racist, biased, sexist, homophobic, etc. So you got to be really, really careful when you try to think that, okay, you know, this is my audience. No, it's not your audience. You have no idea. That's why you need to talk to people and have an open mind. So you know, with colleges, now, this is just in Nevada in terms of reversing the mandate. I'm not sure what's going to happen across the board, but we are seeing, and remember, you know, Nevada has been recently turning blue, you know, and you know, now our airport is Harry Reid Airport. We have a lot of, shall we say, mix on, you know, Trump versus Biden, you know, as opposed to Nevada used to follow, you know, more, well, I don't know. I don't know if Nevada followed more Republican or not. Anyway, to look at how now the vaccine hesitancy is, and younger individuals might seem to be more, you know, liberal than conservative, I think that is a testament to this isn't political. This is more of an ideology. And the younger generation has grown up being anti-pharma, whereas the Gen X's, you know, we're like, do we take a pill? Do we take a medication? Do we, you know, the millennials are like, okay, wait a second. No. I don't think I need to be on that. No. The pharmaceutical companies are in it for power. And the Gen Z's are like, look, you know, don't give me anything I don't need. And they also have a little bit of fatigue when it comes to vaccines, because they had, I don't know how many, what, over 100 vaccine doses throughout their childhood. Well, you got to get another vaccine. And so, you know, moreover, these kids, these younger kids, have access to a lot of opinions and a lot of editorials and a lot of shows and a lot of podcasts. And they're more critical thinkers. With me, Generation X, you had the NBC Nightly News, you had the CBS News, you had the ABC News, you could watch PBS, and, you know, or you could listen to Ronald Reagan talk. And so you really didn't have that many points of view. And then you were like, well, huh, something doesn't sound right, or you know. But nowadays, kids can listen to any, you know, they can educate themselves and form an opinion. Some of them might be getting brainwashed. Some of them may be making educated opinions. So I'm noticing with the younger generation, they're like, I don't understand. Why isn't natural immunity looked at? Why can't I, as a healthy individual, show you my antibodies? Why do I have to stick something into my body? Why? When we're trying to go organic. Why we're trying to get rid of sugar in our body. Why we're trying to get rid of chemicals and BPA and all that. And we're trying to be more natural. Why am I putting something in my body? And when you try to tell them, well, young people are dying of COVID too, they're not seeing the numbers. Or maybe the numbers are there, but they're not seeing it. So I could see why the younger generation is hesitant. So it'll be interesting to see if other colleges follow. Now, most of the colleges, when they mandated it, you know, a lot of the kids followed. They were like, look, I got to go to school. I can't be doing the online school. This doesn't work. But you have a lot of kids that are ticked going, wait a second. I got the shot because I heard I couldn't enroll spring semester. And now that got canceled, so I got the shot for no reason. And you have a lot of people getting angry. So it'll be interesting to see where this goes. Again, this is why I said from the beginning, don't mandate, because you don't know where you're going with this, especially with the myocarditis, especially since we're still studying the menstrual links. You know, just don't mandate it. Let people choose. Give them the education. Show them the numbers without any political push. You know, these kids are smart enough to make a decision on their own. They're going to college. 1-877-DOCTOR. Don't go away.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, guys, we are right back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, a lot of movies have been playing, and one of the movies right now that has been playing, because it's considered a Christmas movie, is Home Alone. I haven't seen Home Alone this year, but I've seen it multiple times, and I loved Home Alone. And on Home Alone, Macaulay Culkin had an older brother, and this older brother was mean, and he was a bully. And David Rattray, I believe is the actor's name, played the part really well. And he looked like a bully. He looked like a jerk. He looked like that older brother from hell. And Home Alone did a good job of portraying that. He also had, I think, a tarantula in his room. He had the nudie magazines. You know, so he was kind of like the typical kid that was a bad kid whose parents kind of overlooked his sort of, bad boy-isms. And he would be mean to his little brother. Well, when I watched that movie, and I was looking at the casting, and I'll look at a movie and I'll be like, okay, that person was miscast, that person was miscast, not on Home Alone. And I thought the bully brother was perfectly casted. In fact, he was probably one of the best casted members of that movie. But it's because he looks like a bully. He just had, there was that look. And you don't want to ever talk about that because you don't want to stereotype somebody. You don't want to, you know, say, you know, somebody has a look, and then you don't want people going, oh, okay, well, yeah, you know, well, if you're redheaded, or if you, you know, are lighter skinned, or if you have, or whatever, you know, because you don't want people misconstruing what that look is. And it's not a look, it's a vibe you actually get. You say, well, he looks, it's not that they look it, it's you're picking up a vibe. Well, apparently, he's been arrested now as a grown-up. He's 44 years old. Allegedly, he tried to strangle his girlfriend in a hotel room. So, he was in Oklahoma City and made a guest appearance at the OKC Pop Christmas Con. He was featured as one of the attractions of the two-day event. And again, he's a former child actor. People want his autograph, taking pictures, whatever. And so he apparently got angry with his girlfriend. They were drinking at a bar. Apparently she didn't charge two female fans for his autograph, so he got mad. The fight then continued into the hotel bedroom. Allegedly he got violent and tried to strangle her. He was arrested yesterday and is now facing charges on domestic assault and battery by strangulation, as well as domestic assault and battery charges. A police source, according to Daily Mail, revealed that Rattray turned himself in and was processed through and bonded out. He posted a $25,000 bond. Now, he denies the allegations, and he probably blamed it on Kevin. So he's 44 years old right now, and the girlfriend is unnamed. We don't have her name, but this apparently took place early December at the Wyndham Garden, Oklahoma City Airport. And apparently he drank a whole bottle of wine, and somebody said that they drank, actually, both of them, a whole bottle of wine and 10 shots of liquor. So he obviously can't control his alcohol, allegedly. Now, he was also told, reportedly, the victim had trouble breathing while she was being strangled and while the defendant's hand was over her mouth, and Rattray allegedly told her, this is how you die. His girlfriend then bit his hand. She attempted to scream for help. Then he stopped choking her, but then began to violently punch her. She then managed to break free from his grasp, ran out of the room, and then he allegedly, again, did, I guess, more stuff. So, you know, I bring this up because we hear of a lot of celebrities on domestic abuse charges, right? Like, you know, Johnny Depp, Chris Brown, Nicolas Cage, Charlie Sheen. I think even Carmen Electra, they said. Carmen Electra was arrested after a domestic dispute. This is according to Ranker. Dennis Rodman, Steven Seagal, Tommy Lee, Ozzy Osbourne, Mickey Rourke. James Brown, they said, was arrested for domestic violence in 2004. Gary Busey, Slash, Tom Sizemore, Christian Slater. I mean, really? James Caan, Dudley Moore? Dudley Moore. You know, these are Vanilla Ice, Vince Neil. So, you know, you hear of these celebrities, and the list goes on. And, you know, I think there's a couple things going on here. So one I wanted to talk about is, you know, is there a look, you know, this vibe that you get? And I believe that even if you're not in the same room and you see them in a movie or you see them on a, you can just tell that somebody's a jerk. You know, I would tell my husband, I go, I bet she's, you know, mean in real life. I bet this guy's a real jerk. Or I bet he's really nice or really cool in real life. Okay, for example, Andrew Garfield. Andrew Garfield, I love him. He's great, great actor. He was in The Social Network. He was one of the Spider-Men. When you see him, he just looks like he is just cooler than cool. You know, he just seems kind of cool. You know, George Clooney looks like he's probably a little stuck up. Still very handsome. But, you know, he kind of looks like he's really, you know, stuck up. And then, I forget who's an actor that looks like he's got to be just a jerk. I mean, just an absolute mean jerk. And I gotta think of a name. I have to, I don't know. I'll come up with it. But, you know, you do that with women, too. And then you read up on them, and you're like, okay, well, you know, she was mean. She didn't tip. She didn't do, you know. And you're like, wait a second. I thought she was cool. And so, I do believe that there are certain vibes. And the reason why I bring this up, you know, is it because I want to talk about Home Alone or I want to talk about an alleged, you know, case of domestic assault is because we speak about that a lot on the show, Christmas movies and domestic assault, but it's because we don't use our instincts anymore. Everything is all about, well, what does it say on the internet? Or what does it say? Or nobody allows instinct trusting. And one of the reasons why I feel I excelled in medicine is because the doctors I trained under had good instincts. And you gain a sense of listening to those instincts. We don't do that anymore. If a medical student says, I think, you know, we might want to do this, we might want to order this test, in medicine they're like, no, you know, because you need to justify it, insurance may not pay for it, you can't just order a test randomly. You know, but I'm like, well, wait a second. They think that patient has lymphoma. How many times did I pick up cancer because I had a hunch? I picked up a necrotic gallbladder in somebody whose blood tests were normal and had left-sided chest pain. Your instincts rule. Some people have bad instincts. That's why when people have, you know, concerns, they're like, I just think if I get the shot, something's going to happen to me. Or I think something bad's going to happen to me if I take a medication. Anytime I had a patient tell me, look, I think something bad's going to happen to me if I take that medication, I listened to them. I mean, it's not witchcraft. You know, when I had surgery, my mom was always allergic to sulfa. And I had gotten by, okay? But when the doctor said, Dahlia, I want to give you a Bactrim sulfa, and I didn't have MRSA or anything, it's just he wanted to use that instead of the penicillins, I'm like, it was like a post-op, concern that he thought I might have been getting an infection. I'm like, no, you know what? Don't give it to me. I got a bad feeling. And what did he do? He yelled at me. He said, I'm the doctor. Okay? I want you on this medicine. You know, I'm the doctor now. You take it. The next day or 2 days later, my urine turns almost black. I started getting a little petechiae, like bleeding under my skin. I had the worst body aches. And I've never had a reaction like that to that medication. But it's just I have that feeling. So I really believe in sixth sense. And so if, you know, we're always worried about, well, who's going to be the next school shooter? And I don't want all these kids getting arrested just because they give somebody the heebie-jeebies. But how many times, you know, did you hear somebody go, I didn't feel like that there wasn't something right. Something wasn't right. So I don't know when in life we're going to allow kids to trust those instincts and go back to that. You know, I've been trying to tell my kids to trust their instincts. I've been even reminding them, I go, remember you said this? You were right. Now, everybody doesn't think that I say that. I tell people when they're right. I really give credit when the credit's due. I'm usually more right, you know? Then the next topic we got to figure out is why do all these people who are making a load of money, famous, beating up on their partners. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA, don't go away.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.